This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Shepherd, SHEPHERD, first name Brenda, BRENDA, date of birth May 4, 1952, date of evaluation June 27, 2022, the referring physician Saqib, SAQIB, Hassan, HASAN, the chief complaint pre-op spine surgery, the HBI, the patient is a 70-year-old female who reports having been involved in a motor vehicle accident approximately 7 years ago, period. She was involved in an auto accident, at which time she first noted symptoms of low back pain, period. She had developed DJD, which has progressively worsened, period. She reports pain involving her back, which she describes as sharp, period. Pain is moderately severe, period. It is associated with balance problem, period. Typically, pain is 7-9/10, and at times involves the entire back. And arms, period. She notes that pain is minimally improved with Tylenol, period. However, there is no other medication that improves the pain. She has persistent numbness of the left hand. She had been evaluated by Dr. Hassan, and it was felt that the patient had a cervical spine radiculopathy, period. It was felt that she would require surgical treatment for same, period. Patient is now seen preoperatively, where she denies symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. Her past medical history includes hypertension, neck number overweight, neck number spinal stenosis, period. Past surgical history, breast reduction, next number fracture right arm, next number bunionectomy, medications, amlodipine, unknown dose, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history. She denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional, she has had fatigue and weakness. Neck, she has stiffness and decreased range of motion. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs. Blood pressure 162/63, pulse 80-85, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.5, height 62.72 inches, weight 168.2 pounds, period. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness on flexion of the cervical spine. Otherwise unremarkable, the lab work white blood cell count 3.8, hemoglobin 13.5, platelet 276. PTT 27.9, INR 0.90, sodium 140, potassium 3.8, chloride 101, bicarb 29, BUN 20, creatinine 0.87, glucose 107, ECG today demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 73 beats per minute. There is borderline left atrial enlargement. Nonspecific ST/T-wave changes are noted to be present, period. ECG otherwise, without acute changes, period. The impression, this is a 70-year-old female with history of motor vehicle accident dating to several years earlier, period. She, in the interim, had been found to have a C5 radiculopathy, period. She further was found to have a spinal stenosis, impingement syndrome, period. Prior MRI dated November 15, 2021, reveals spinal cord compression rather severe at C4/5 with moderate compression at C3/4 and significant left-sided foraminal stenosis at C5-6, period. Patient is now felt to require surgery. She is noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure, period. She has a mildly abnormal ECG, period. The plan, I have started her on Losartan 100 milligrams daily, period. She has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. No additional testing indicated at this time, period. She is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. Continue amlodipine as ordered, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.